Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Justin the Food Entrepreneurs. I'm Justin Bizarro. I'm your host. That's B-I-Z-Z-A-R-R-O. For anyone who's out there, you can find us on Instagram at Justin Bizarro. Again, that's B-I-Z-Z-A-R-R-O. You can also find us at Justin the Food Entrepreneurs. We are less active on that page right now. Concentrating a lot on the personal page development. So if you want to reach out or you want to be on the show, if you guys have interest in being on the show, the best thing to do is DM through Instagram at Justin Bizarro. Also, thank you for all the interest, guys. Yes, there are two sites I've launched. We've launched an academy. It's called Leaders to Owners. That website will be up and running soon. We have already started the first class there, but we will be launching it to the public. That is for anyone in the food and beverage space that is a leader that would like to actually own their own business. It is an academy for that. It is done by Sam Fonseca. He is leading that venture. He has grown multiple franchises, multiple businesses from In-N-Out Burger to Raising Cane's to Dave's Hot Chicken to Roll 'Em Up Taquitos and many others that he's worked with and consulted with. So he is leading that. And then there is also Gorilla Brave, which is for the food and beverage entrepreneurs that is training, leading, expanding your entrepreneurial abilities. And we've already seen a lot of success there. We've seen one member grow three times their size already over the last 5 months and go from four stores to we'll be opening 22 stores by the end of June. So that's just some cool stories there because everyone keeps asking what's Gorilla Brave, what's Leaders to Owners. They are places to grow if you're in the food and beverage space. So with that being said, I have Mary Olga back from Miami of Mo's Bundt Cakes. How are you doing today, Mo?
I'm excited to be back. Thank you for inviting me, Justin.
You're very welcome. Like, it's been, it's been since August or July we've talked last. So a lot of time has gone by, 9 months in your business for sure. How are you doing? How's everything going? You're obviously still crushing it with the Bundt Cakes. I see your Instagram and all over the place, and Bundt Cakes for St. Patrick's Day and Valentine's Day and Christmas and all of those. So how's everything going with you?
All good. I mean, thankfully, the business keeps growing. You know, every day there's more and more brand awareness about our cakes, which is exciting. Our wholesale side of the business has also grown a lot. All the special occasions are very important for us because, you know, our packaging is very unique and people love them for gifting. So since we ship nationwide, it's a great way to send cakes to a loved one. We started selling on Amazon, I think, since we last spoke. So that's been something new that's happened to our business, you know, and our e-commerce continues to grow as well. So it's been an exciting time.
Have you seen a lot of the holiday growth? Because, I mean, I know you do a lot of specialty cakes and you do things like that. And it's almost Mother's Day, right? So, and we just had Easter. Well, there's still Orthodox Easter coming. Like, do you see a lot of pickup during the holidays and during the wedding season and things like that?
Yes. I mean, I think from the beginning, since I designed like the packaging and what I wanted my business to be, I always see that, you know, cakes are perfect for any celebration or any special occasion. So our boxes and our cake jars and our packaging makes it like a very, you know, beautiful gift to receive. And at the same time, they're delicious. So when the holidays come, it's always like a crazy time of the year. Now we have Mother's Day, which is a big holiday as well. This year, we're doing something special for Mother's Day. I'm on the board of directors for Special Olympics, and we are creating a fundraiser where, you know, 40% of the sales of the cakes for Mother's Day, it's going to go back to help Special Olympics.
It's very cool. How'd you get involved in that and the Special Olympics? And is it something going on in Miami? Like, how did you sort of bridge that gap?
To be honest, for some reason, since I was in high school, I started volunteering with Special Olympics. And throughout my life, I've had the opportunity, whether it was through my job or different things that I was doing, to be involved and you know, helping children with disability. And yes, I mean, I'm based on Miami. And, you know, I told you before that I came from the corporate world. And when I was in the corporate world, I had the opportunity of creating different events and things to help raise funds for Special Olympics. And to be honest, when you see any of these nonprofit organizations and how much they have to, I mean, everything that they have to do to raise funds in many occasions, you know, basically begging people to donate so they can continue to work on their cause. I thought, you know, with the cakes, it was an opportunity where, you know, for people to give while they're getting something in return, because sometimes that makes them, you know, easier for people to give. So we decided, you know, I spoke to them and I said we wanted to do something. Just a couple of weeks, I was at an event that they had in Tampa, a Jack Club, where they were helping to raise funds there. So we're actively, you know, helping, especially in the South Florida area. But hopefully, you know, it picks up and we continue to do in other areas of the country.
I mean, you've obviously got a passion for this and volunteering your time. I would say it's one of the things that's probably helped with your success is your willingness to give back. You know, talk to me a little bit about that, your like personal core values and your philosophies or the way you lead in life and in business. Because as an entrepreneur, I think it's important because I can feel that there's a humility about you. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, I've been fortunate in different, you know, positions that I have throughout, you know, my career before starting Most Fun Cakes, where I was involved with different organizations. And in some cases more than others, I would see how much it was needed or how we would go to help kids. Just the other day, I was talking to one of the athletes of Special Olympics. And, you know, sometimes we see them as, you know, as children, but she's a grown woman. And I was asking her first, what sport do you play? And then she was like telling me everything that she did. And then I was like, oh, so you do a lot. And she goes, I don't really like sports, but you just do it. And then this girl started talking and she was like, you know, you just get up every day. People tell me I have these abilities, but I just do it. You just got to try. You just got to try. And to me, that was like so motivational in a way. Afterwards, I'm like, you're right. You just have to get up and you have to try and you have to keep going. And I think as an entrepreneur, there's a lot of that you also have to do because, you know, it's definitely not an easy road, you know. And when you're starting a new business, there's challenges that you face every day. And I feel like I can relate a little bit to what they go through. So if there's any way that I can give a little bit of what I do to help out, I mean, it gives me a purpose.
Well, and I think ultimately God has some sort of purpose for all of us doing that, giving back to other humans, growing other humans, helping other humans. I mean, there's two commandments, right? Love God and then love your neighbor or love the humans around you, basically, and all of God's creatures. And so I think that that's a big part of it and finding happiness and fulfillment. And for me, filling the God-sized hole that lives inside of me. So I love this topic in particular because you're giving your time. It's our most valuable resource. We volunteer and give our time to help other humans. I mean, there's nothing more rewarding, I would say, in the long run. And there's nothing more purposeful in growing the next generations.
Yeah, awesome. Absolutely. I totally agree.
So are you doing a special bundt cake for Mother's Day? Is there or anything coming up that we want to talk about with the audience? Like you always have these cool new flavors and like things for the holidays. Do you have anything special coming for Mother's
Day?
So
we do have right now a Biscoff cookie butter bundt cake that we launched out there. We're going to have a cookies and cream bundt cake for next month. And our coconut cake. So yeah, we definitely do have new flavors coming out. And then as part of our packaging, we have some boxes that are designed, you know, they say my mom is super mom. Others, you know, they say boss mom or just your traditional happy Mother's Day. So there's a little bit of for everyone.
I love this. We talked a little bit last time about your daughter was starting to get involved in your business and take interest. Is she still doing that?
Yeah, she absolutely is. She's got 1 year left of college to finish, but yeah, even though she's studying something completely different, she does dedicate a part of her spare time and helps me out and especially gives me a lot of insight and support. which you know, I totally appreciate.
I mean, this is cool. So how is that relationship developing? I mean, not everyone can work with their kids and not every kid can work with a parent. Like, how's that relationship developing? How are you guys working through it? She's obviously ambitious, probably, and wants to run the business one day since you are finding success. So how are you sort of navigating all of that as a parent?
You know, I think so. She's an only child, and I'm a single mom. I separated from, you know, I divorced her dad when she was just one. So there's a very special relationship and bond there. I consider her, you know, it's almost like a best friend that you can talk to. So I think, you know, of her growing up, she's, you know, me being in the marketing world and seeing everything that I was doing, it all comes very familiar to her. So she's very business savvy. And I mean, you'd be surprised. I mean, she's only 21, but I completely have business conversations into her. And, you know, do you think I should do this? What do you think if we go this route? Things like that. I think it's just a matter of having that respect for one another. She's not interested in some areas of the business. She completely leaves those to me. I think she's more interested on the development side of this, of the business, on coming up with new flavors. And, you know, she does have a gift for cooking in general. So it's something that comes natural to her. And I think that she enjoys.
I love it. I mean, your business is growing. And like, I've got to imagine it's grown since the 10 months we talked, 9 to 10 months we talked. Like, how have you gone about growing your business, getting more people knowing about your business? How are you marketing and advertising? How have you gone about growing this? Because, I mean, it's grown quite rapidly, in my opinion. It may not seem that way, but it is growing. It is, people are knowledgeable of your product. So how have you gone about doing that? How are you marketing and advertising, for example?
I think from the beginning, we started, obviously, social media. It's a key player, I think, for any business nowadays. It certainly has been for us, even though it continues to change and you have to keep continuing trying new things, because something that you might be trying today, it might not work tomorrow, as you probably know. We do a lot of events, especially, you know, in the Florida area. We've done many events, and we participate in a lot of local, like we were just at the Miami Open. Formula One is coming up and our cakes will be there. And I think that also helps create awareness, and it allows people to try your product, which has worked really well for us. In addition, I believe, you know, nowadays with e-commerce, everything that has to do with Google ads, Facebook ads, you have to do a little bit of that. And then as you start growing your database, you kind of start, you know, reaching out to them also, letting them know what's new and what you have coming up. And word of mouth, I think, you know, I think their bestseller is when people try a good product and they're happy with it, and then they become your repeat customers. And then at the same time, they let other people know. I think that's the best form of advertisement.
I agree 100%. And I think your packaging is outstanding. The way you ship it, the small bundt cakes, the bigger ones. I mean, talk to me a little bit about the different sizes. How big can someone get a bundt cake? How small can they get? Like, just for the audience, and where can they find you online and social media?
Of course. So they can find us online at mosbundtcakes.com, which that's mosbundtcakes.com. And our social media handles are at mosbundtcakes as well. Yeah, we have four different sizes of bundt cakes, from the mini bundt cakes, which are about 2 inches in size. Those, we sell them on cake jars, which they go 3 mini bundt cakes on a jar, which are adorable and super cute. And people love them because they're like an easy grab and go. You can throw them in your purse and just keep walking with them. And those come in boxes of 3, 6, or 12. And then you can choose a number of special occasions, from thank you, get well, happy birthday, all of those. Now for Mother's Day, obviously, we have some of those. Then we have a 4-inch cake, which is a little bit bigger in size. And those we sell in mixed boxes of 4 or 8. They come in these really cute, like little gift boxes that, you know, you can share with different people, or you can try them all yourself. And in those boxes, you have a variety of cinnamon, guava, dulce de leche, Nutella. So a little bit for every taste. And then we have our medium and large cakes, our medium cakes, which are 8 inches, and they probably serve between 6 to 8 people. They do come, you know, shrink wrap with a separate icing bottle, which kind of creates a little bit of a DIY experience for the person receiving the cake. And then we have our 10-inch cakes, which are bigger, and they'll serve up to 14, 16 pieces, which, you know, they're perfect for a birthday celebration. They'll come in their beautiful boxes, like I mentioned, for every occasion. And yeah, we ship directly to your doorstep. So, you know, if you want to send one to a loved one, it's the perfect gift.
I love this. And how far do you ship? Where do you ship to? Is it just the continental United States? Is it Hawaii and Alaska also? Do you go into Canada or things like that? Or how does all that work?
So we ship all of the US. I haven't started looking into international yet. We do ship to Puerto Rico. I'm from Puerto Rico, so we're in Miami, so it's kind of close by. I have shipped to Hawaii. I mean, we do ship to Hawaii as well. But we do not go like international yet. So we are in the US as of now.
Very cool. What are some of the things that you are looking to sort of grow your brand? We talked about marketing and advertising, but like how do you come up with new ideas for products? How do you come up with new ideas for your brand? How do you sort of make sure that it doesn't get stale, for lack of a better term? How do you make sure that you're constantly staying in front of people, for example?
Well, I'm a very creative person myself. So I'm always inventing things, and I'm always like looking at things I think a little bit different than other people do, which kind of helps to think, we can do this, we can do that. I think there's so many different ways to continue to grow your business and so many different opportunities. We right now are growing a lot our corporate gifting side of the business as well, because one thing that we do offer is we can customize our packaging. So, you know, if you're a big corporation and you want to send, or not even if you're not even, it doesn't need to be a big corporation, but you are able to send multiple gifts to different people and you want to include your logo in there or do something special, we have the capacity to do that. And that's something that has continued to grow, because we do offer like birthday programs and anniversary programs where, you know, you want to send a cake to your employees for their birthday. So people just send us a list and we ship them accordingly. So we try to make it easy for our customers as well. And then another thing that I think we're working on now to like continue to grow the business is, you know, we're looking to open our first storefront and seeing how that goes to potentially start, you know, franchising our business, which, you know, I think there's a need out there for a product. People keep asking me, you know, where can they go personally to get it, because they want to experience it firsthand. So that's what I'm working on at the moment.
I love this, because I do think that your business is definitely brick and mortar, and with the recipes and things like crumble cookies and stuff like that, there's a very similar way of doing your product that could really franchise and become super successful, especially since the dessert industry's become so big lately. Like I said, crumble being cookies, but you know, I think they're over $1 billion now in business. So it's kind of incredible. And that is a dessert area. Like you're yeah. Very, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that I think that, you know, the dessert industry is not what it used to be before, in the sense that, you know, people normally, like, you know, you're used to going to the grocery store and getting it. But I think people with e-commerce and all these like food platforms that have come up and things like that, it gives you the opportunity to try some more and to experience, you know, like new flavors and new things. And I think it's exciting. I think it's an exciting time.
Yeah, I agree. And we were seeing food grow in a whole different way and become very much not offering everything to everyone and very focused. And your concept, anyone who knows or hasn't listened to the last episode, like, Mo sent me a bunch of bun cakes last summer and they were delicious. They were definitely needed. I didn't really share this, but I was really sick last spring and summer. had some health issues, and I didn't really, wasn't eating a lot and having trouble keeping food down. And those cakes, I had no trouble keeping them down. And I think I ate the whole box in like 2 days, and I really enjoyed it. It was such a comfort food for me over the summer. And I haven't really talked much about that part of my life, but I will say that, gosh, anyone who's out there, like, wants to send a gift that's comes with love. Like, I always talk about breaking bread and how much love is in food and how much love we put in food. I mean, those bundt cakes were just such great timing. Such, you know, I don't even know. It just gave me such happiness and being able to eat food and taste it and enjoy it. And it really made a difference to me, for sure.
I didn't know that, but I'm so happy to hear that. Yeah. You know, I must say that something that, you know, since I started this business, it has given me personal satisfaction, and it has been that, you know, I mean, obviously, I've worked in the corporate world, and you deal with a lot of people, but with what I'm doing now, I have the opportunity. I see people are always happy to see you because they always think that you're bringing cakes. They're like, they always have a smile, like, oh, what are you bringing me now? But also that, in a way, you are spreading joy a little bit at a time.
Yeah, I mean, I agree 100%. The joy that comes through food and dessert. And I mean, I'm Italian, so, you know, food's always been a big part of my life. And, you know, my previous relationship, they were Greek. So a lot of eating, a lot of bringing around food, a lot of family time. Time that I look back and I probably took for granted now that I've gotten older. You know, I really enjoy that time with humans, that breaking bread, that family time, that bonding, that being together type thing. So it's pretty cool. And I definitely agree with what you're saying. And probably people do look forward to you coming because you'll bring the bundt cakes. So,
yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about getting into a brick and mortar. Like, how are you looking for space? Like, what made you decide that it was time to open up a storefront? I think we touched upon it a little bit before, but, like, let's talk a little bit about the thinking there, the mindset, because it's different than just manufacturing and shipping, right? Like, now you're basically going to be in front of people. They're sort of going to see behind the kimono, for lack of a better term. Like, talk to me a little bit about how you've gone about this and thinking about this and strategizing.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's going to, most bundt cakes, basically, we just turned like 3 years old not too long ago. And I think from the moment that I started, it has continued to evolve. Originally, it was just going to be like the e-commerce part of the business. Then the wholesale opportunity started happening, and we continued to expand. And then, like I said, somehow our own, like, followers and audience kind of have been asking for, you know, where are you located? Where, and obviously they can come and pick up our kitchen, but it's not like that whole, like, brick and mortar experience. So then I started looking into it, and I also started this business without any. So I started this business more focused on, like, the e-commerce sales and also without any working capital, or I didn't raise any funds. It was something that I really started out the kitchen at my house, not really knowing where it was going to go. And thankfully, the business kind of picked up and swung from there. So, like, now to take that next step. So I'm in that process of, you know, raising the capital, starting to look for a space where I can combine the production that we have going on now with that brick and mortar experience will allow us to share with, you know, with customers. And once we are able to, you know, I'm a perfectionist, so to kind of get that going where I feel comfortable, then we will continue, you know, to, like, look into growing from there. And that's where, you know, like, my mind is at right now.
I love it. I think that it's such a great move for your business and sort of getting it out there in front of people. I mean, I don't know where you're looking at locations, but I have to imagine that anyone that gets in front of it, that sees the way you do things, the way you know, I would say even your packaging, it's just all so well done. It's so well thought out. I got to imagine that that'll carry into a storefront. And it's that perception, that delivering, that what the customer's going to get, that experience, not only from seeing the bun cakes or tasting the bun cakes or feeling the bun cakes or smelling the bun cakes now, but also the aura, the decorating, the way the store will be laid out, that sort of goes along with who you are. And I can't wait to go. I mean, the next time that I'm in Miami, I hope that this storefront's coming to reality over the next few months for sure for you. I know it takes time and it takes a little bit more time in Miami than some cities, but I am looking forward to that for you because I'm definitely rooting for you because I think that that'll be a huge game changer for you for expanding your business.
Thank you. I'm cheering for that. I definitely putting a lot of thought into it. I think, you know, from the beginning, everything that we've done has been like experiential for our customers, from like opening our boxes to everything we do. So I want to make sure that we, you know, offer that same experience when people come to visit.
If you could tell anyone anything, like a entrepreneur starting out, or you could go back and talk to yourself 3 years ago, I know I always ask this question, but what advice would you give to anyone coming into the food space like you did? What advice would you give yourself 3 years ago? Let's talk a little bit about that.
I think when I started, I mean, I really didn't know what to expect. I didn't really know the food industry. So it definitely has been a learning curve. And I've had to dedicate some time to doing research and learning, you know, about different aspects of the business, because it is very different when you're doing one cake at your kitchen than when you have to, you know, make thousands of cakes, or, you know, there are certain things that change there. And at the same time, you know, how to preserve your quality and the integrity of what you want to offer your customers. I think I didn't really have a plan, or I have working capital, which from the beginning has caused me to sacrifice a lot of my personal life. I don't regret it. I think it's allowed most to grow to where it's at today. But there definitely is, you know, it's important, I think, for anybody getting into the business to kind of do their homework before a little bit and understand where they want their business to grow, to go, what it will take, you know, like on the immediate and in the long term to get there.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you. I think that it takes a lot of discipline. It takes a lot of consistency. It takes a lot of hard knocks and learning through failures, you know, making every time we have a mistake or something doesn't go right, to learn from it as fast as possible, you know, and getting well-rounded. I think that a lot of businesses, they pick and choose what they want to do in the business, and they don't realize, the entrepreneurs don't realize that we have to somewhat get good at everything. And it's atypical for the normal world. The normal world, you focus on, oh, I'm the director of marketing. Okay, so I focus on marketing, you know, and I'm a husband, so I focus on being a husband or a parent. But when you're an entrepreneur, you have to become good also at all the things you don't like or all the things that you're not good at. And that's a hard uncomfortability I found, is really having to dive into the things that you don't want to do. Like when I first started, I loved the accounting and the finance. That's all I wanted to do in my business, is I loved it. I loved the numbers. But then as I grew and the business grew, I had to learn how to speak in front of people. I had to learn to understand the marketing and advertising and the things that I didn't really like. I know everyone thinks the marketing, the advertising, the social media, the creativity is the most exciting part. I do love those now, but at first I did not like those at all. They scared me. I was not the most creative of individuals at first, even as an entrepreneur. I liked number back things and running spreadsheets and Excel sheets. So I think to your point, Mo, is that you sort of get into a business and you have to grow. You have to be willing to grow, and you have to be sort of malleable, as they would say. You have to almost be, I hate to say this word, but you almost have to be humble enough to be formed in the way that the business will form you. I mean, it's not saying that you're not going to form a business, but a lot of time you're learning as you go, and the business changes as it grows, but it also changes who you are. Not in a bad way. Go ahead.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, you learn to wear 10 different hats. And my story is a little bit different than yours because I enjoy the marketing part of it. And the numbers part of it is the part that I don't necessarily enjoy the most, but it is just as important. So I'm on the same boat, but a little bit backwards because that's something that I've had to learn. I think you also have to learn to ask for help when needed because there's somebody out there willing to always help or somebody that knows what you don't that you can reach out to. I think that's important, but definitely you do learn to do, you know, to wear different hats. And sometimes, you know, when you're a business owner and an employee doesn't come and if you have to get in there, help package, do whatever it takes to get things done, you do it. And that's one of the hard parts, I think, of owning a business that at the end of the day, everything kind of relies on you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just be willing to do anything that you're asking anyone else to do, for sure.
Absolutely.
Mo, for you, is there anything that, you know, that keeps you going every day? Is there anything that inspires you? Or is there anything you want to share with the audience before we end this podcast?
You know, I think as the years gone by, I think when I started my career, it was all driven, you know, about money and about different things, you know, about accomplishments and things like that. I think one thing that I've learned with time is first and foremost that you have to enjoy what you're doing and you have to have fun while you're doing it. I think that's important. You have to surround with people that share your passion or your vision, because if not, you know, there's a lot of people on the way that might not understand what you're trying to do. My daughter is definitely the thing that keeps me going every day, because it's not what I'm doing is not only for me, but it's also for her and to set an example for her. But more than anything, I think that you have to be happy with what you're doing and not be afraid of failure or success. I think in either one of those, I think if you're doing it for either one of those, I mean, any of those reasons, then, you know, you're most likely not gonna make it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Very cool, Mo. Where can they find you again online and on social media?
So you can find us at Mo's. That's M-O-S. Mo's Bun Cakes. That's MOSBUNDTCAKES.com or at Mo's Bun Cakes in Instagram, Facebook.
Very cool. Thank you, Mo, for joining us again. I really appreciate it. It means a lot.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It's always a pleasure to chat with you, Justin.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, everyone listening in, you can find this podcast or just the Justin Ryan Bizarro Show or the Centurion Leadership Battalion that we do on Spotify or wherever else you grow yourself through podcasts. You can find me on Instagram at Justin Bizarro, again, BIZZARRO. And if you're interested in Guerrilla Brave or Leaders to Owners, please just reach out. I will direct you guys in the right direction. And thank you, Mo, again. This was awesome. I love it. And I love your bun cakes for sure. And I'm excited for your growth. So
I'm going to have to get you some more.
Yeah.
To cheer you on.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And everyone in the audience, thank you guys for listening in. I love you guys. And we're out.